Well, hello and welcome to another episode of She Speaks Stories. This is Katie.
And this is Julia. And we are so happy to be here today to talk more about faith stories.
And we once more do not have a guest. It's just Julia and I, because we really want to hit home what we're doing in this whole new season, where we're just sharing short faith stories, because we're just kind of highlighting either a conversion story, an affirmation story, or a transformation story. Julia, can you just quickly kind of recap what those different stories maybe are?
Yeah. So they're all faith stories. And the breakdown that Katie was saying is to make them a little bit more pinpointed. So it's not the whole long story of your entire life, but more stories that God has placed that are connected to your faith in Jesus. So there's three. There's conversion, transformation, and affirmation. Conversion is the start of your faith. That's when you meet Jesus. Transformation is your faith pivoting your choices and changing you. So just like the word transformation, you are being transformed into something new. And then there's affirmation stories. That's when our faith is reaffirmed because we see Christ at work in our lives. And there's usually one conversion story, and then there's many transformation affirmation stories that get sprinkled on after that when our faith grows and we develop as Christians.
And Julia, why don't you jump right in and give an example of a transformation story? Last episode, if you didn't tune in, go back and listen to that one. And I gave an example of a conversion story. Julia shared hers, but then attached an affirmation story. And then, but why don't you share a transformation story? And then I'll share a quick affirmation story. Then, like I told you on our last episode, we have a challenge for all you beautiful listeners out there. And Julia is going to explain that at the end of this episode. So stay tuned. Julia, transformation.
All right. So let me give you a little bit before, as we talk about transformation stories. So there's many types of transformation stories, just like there's different types of conversion stories when you come to your faith. And if you listen to the last episode, Katie's was very different than mine, both important. Transformation stories are the same way. They can be small and still hold that pivotal transformation and change in our lives. They can have the big wow factor too. It can be an extreme difference, but it doesn't have to be. And they're both important. So I think that's important as we start to remember that we all have different kinds. Another thing to remember is they probably feel really personal and vulnerable, because it's admitting that there's something in our life that's not good, or something that we need to let go of, or something that we need to fix. Something needs to be changed or transformed. So we have to admit maybe some of the yuck in our life, which is hard because we're prideful humans. No one likes to do that. we like to be perfect. No one wants to say. Okay, but when you're feeling maybe a little intimidated by your transformation story, remember that Jesus is the spotlight of the story. This is our story that we get to share about him coming in and saving the day. So it's less about your garbage and more about how God takes it out and allows you to transform. So be encouraged. Share those stories where Jesus is the hero, because it gives God glory, and that's what it's all about. Okay, so here's an example of one of mine. I was in a bad relationship. It was poisoning my life. I had no idea how to end it, and I felt like everyone around me was encouraging it or didn't care about this pit that I was continuing to sit in because of the relationship. Now, this could be just my perception. There could have been many people that were like, get out of it. But when you're in the pit, you're in the pit, and all you see is the pit. So it's easy for me to look around and be like, no one's helping me out, when they could have. So caveat to that. Okay. So I'm sitting in this pit and I took a deep look into my future and it wasn't good. Not good to be in this pit. So I decided to rip the Band-Aid off to climb out and get out of this pit. If any of you have ever been in a bad or good relationship, really any relationship, it becomes like a habit. It's really hard to break the little day in and day out elements of relationships, the texting or the calls or just reminders that come in the day of that person. So as much as it was a rip of the Band-Aid off situation, it lingers. It's hard to just kind of wipe that all clean. But in my transformational story, I made the choice to stop interacting with this toxic person in my life and pivot slowly back to Jesus. And he walked me out of the pit. If you've been in a pit, literally like in a pit where you're sitting in mud, you're dirty. You're a mess. You smell bad. And so Jesus didn't just gather me out of this nasty pit. He got me out and he cleaned me up and he made me smell nice and I could be cozy again. And I felt comfortable in who I was. And so he helped me remove that past from my life and just be with him. So that poison began to be removed and I began to see clearly again who I was, what I was about, what I was called to do, and who I loved, that I loved Jesus, my savior. It was incredible to feel that change in my life, even though it took time to get through that process of being cleaned and coming back to who God was. Okay. So once I'm clean, a month later, I meet my husband. Jesus had a purpose for cleaning me up. He had a hero of a man, a delight to my everyday, waiting for me. So because I was able to climb out of this pit with Jesus's help and be cleaned, I was able to be clean and meet my husband, which is a delight. So a happy ending to my transformation story. Even if you're raised in the faith, you have these affirmation and transformation stories. The one that I told in the last episode or this one, I was a good Christian girl. I led Bible study. I had all, you know, you have all the good things going, but there's still moments. Everyone's a sinner. Everyone has the yuck, the garbage in their life, a pit that they fall into occasionally where we need to be scooped up by Jesus, that we need to be cleaned up and that he delights in restoring us and then giving us goodness, which in my case was my husband. These stories are powerful because they are uniquely written for you. And yet they are connecting other people to see who God is and potentially to connecting them to scenarios where they can relate to. Most of us have been in, sadly, a bad relationship. Most of us can, right? Most of us can connect with that feeling. And when we have those, then we can use them to show who God is and what he's capable of, to encourage people to do the same thing, get out of the pit.
And Julia, what I heard you saying, and correct me if I'm wrong here. Okay, transformation. It is Jesus that does the transforming. It is his power. It is his love. It is his help. But we are creatures that have free will also.
Yeah.
And if you had decided that you had to stay in that pit, that there was no help, there was no hope, and well, I see my future, it's not good, but I have no choices, so I'm just going to sit in this pit, stay with this bad relationship, oh well. Yeah. Or decide you're going to stay there, and then maybe every now and then throw up a little, Jesus, help, I thought you loved me, help.
Right.
So it is his transforming power, but at the same time, our responsibility and part in that is to take that free will and decide to set our minds and hearts on the things of the spirit, not on the things of the flesh, to set our minds to trust him and ask for help. And then as he sends it slowly but surely, receive it. Hang on. Don't go back. Yeah. Don't be like, yeah, I guess it would be nice to be closer to you, Jesus. But you know what? I kind of miss him because, you know, he used to text me at 6 o'clock every night. And, you know, we had this thing right. going and I'm a little lonely and I can see him. I can't see you, Jesus. Right. You know, blah, blah, blah. Yeah. Is it that?
Does, yeah. It takes the action of, like I said, I wanted to rip the Band-Aid off. I had to say, I'm done. I need to get out. But also admit, I have no idea how to do this.
How?
And then you look up and you say, okay, God, throw me a rope. Get me out of here. And he faithfully listens and faithfully supplies that out. And then, like you said, it's not just the, okay, I'm out of the pit. Poof, that was good. It's so hard not to like scooch your little chair closer and closer and fall back in. Whoopsies, did I fall in the pit? So it has to be that daily, especially initially, that daily choice again, over and over again. I choose this. I choose to not be in the pit. I choose you, Jesus. I choose to not go back. And because we have choice.
Receive your help, receive your word, receive your truth into my mind. Yeah. And let me share a quick affirmation story that kind of speaks to receiving as a Christian rather than doing, because I don't want anybody to think I'm saying, well, you have to do X, Y, Z.
Right.
In order to be transformed or affirmed. Yeah, we do have to set our will. We do have to make decisions.
Right.
So my affirmation story, real quick, is this.
Hey friends, Julia here. Hey, did you know that She Speaks Stories has a newsletter? Yeah, we do. To subscribe to it, just head over to our website, shespeaksstories.com. We are also on socials, so you can find us on Facebook and Instagram by just searching She Speaks Stories. We post and share all kinds of fun things. So following us is a great way to stay connected and updated on all of that fun. We just love our story community, and we hope you can join in on the sharing of stories because, as you know, we say all the time, stories change lives.
When my husband, Mike, was working at the Pentagon, he worked on the joint staff and their area. They were tracking Osama bin Laden when 9/11 happened. And after that terrorist attacks, Mike was gone all the time for months and months. And when he was home, he was either sound asleep and exhausted or he was very stressed out. So he was kind of, and ached for him and worried about him, but he was kind of out of the picture. In the meantime, I had three teenagers and a preteen. And they were all going through all kinds of various things that were taxing my parenting abilities and or non-abilities might be a better word. And I also was working outside the home for the first time since I had had kids because I needed to get, you know, college tuition saved and all that kind of stuff. Anyway, so I had a job. Plus, I was trying to lead these Bible studies, a couple Bible studies at church. So needless to say, I was maxed out. One morning, I didn't have to go to the work that day. The kids were already off at school. Obviously, Mike wasn't home because he was never home. And I thought, you know what? I need to sit with the Lord. I need a good, long, quiet time. So I collect my Bible, my two Bible studies, all my commentaries, a devotional, my journal, my pens, my markers. I mean, can you picture? And I had this, I had this big overstuffed light blue chair in like our living room area. And I plopped down with all my gear, put my feet up on the ottoman. and just sigh because I'm so tired and weary, but I'm looking at this big stack and I'm like, all right, I gotta get working on my quiet time. And all of a sudden, rays of sun came shining through this window and literally embraced me and the chair. And our house was kind of chilly. It was like November, December. The house was kind of cold. And that sun like embraced me. I know that sounds odd. I don't know how to describe it. But I literally felt so warm and toasty, and I didn't hear a voice, but that inner quiet thought,
yeah,
child, rest in me, rest in me. And I literally felt like the sun, S-O-N, had embraced me with the S-U-N. I know that sounds dramatic, but it was so real, you guys. Oh, yeah. I'm not. And I fell sound asleep, like into a deep, dreamless sleep. And I'm not really a napper and blah, blah, blah. Anyway, when I woke up, I literally felt like I had been with Jesus in the most unique way. And he just affirmed to me that Christianity is not about working harder, doing more, get all the books, study. Now, right. There are disciplines, and that is how he can speak to us. Of course, it's necessary, but I can be one that gets into the doing mode. The more I do, the better, right. You know, the more he'll love me, the more he'll answer.
Right.
Christianity is more about believing and receiving than it is about doing and working harder.
Yeah.
And striving. And so to set our will to believe and receive and to know, but he will send little affirmations to us. And my heart was right in wanting to meet with the Lord. I'm just a little crazy. And I'm like, you got to be productive. You got to be productive. And he's like, how about you just be still and know that I am God. And that can be just as an amazing quiet time and a good nap, you know?
And he knew you needed that. Like he knew that you needed, like, studying his word is important and good, but I'm sure you had done that. He knew you needed a nap and to just rest, and he provides what we need sometimes, even when we don't ask that.
And he knew I needed that still small whisper.
Yes.
It was almost like, Katie, I communicate with people in a myriad of ways. Number one way, absolutely through scripture.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because it can't be
distorted or anything. Yeah.
Right. Like, yeah. Oh, well, you know, that was just, that was you telling yourself this.
Right.
The word is the number one way he speaks to us in this day and age. And that can be reading it, listening to a sermon, studying it, devotional, you know, my comedy, all that. Yeah.
Right.
Absolutely. But sometimes he just wants to whisper.
Oh, I love that.
Kind of like you sitting in that cornfield. Sometimes just a you and me. Just a you and me. I don't know. That's my effort.
Right.
So, Julia, tell our listeners what we would love to challenge them with. Now that they've had an example of a conversion story, an affirmation story, a transformation story, what are we going to ask them to do?
Okay, so this podcast, She Speaks Stories, is all about sharing stories. And we've used the hashtag Your Story Matters, Stories Change Lives on repeat since 2017. Is that when the start? Something like that. Okay. Way back. Okay. So instead of us sharing our stories on repeat and finding fabulous guests to come share theirs, we would love to open the door and invite you to share your story with us. We are looking for story girls to join in on the fun. And if you have a faith story, specifically the conversion, transformation, or affirmation story that you would like to share with us, we will be collecting submissions of stories on our website. And we have a variety of ways that we're working on sharing them. Some may be invited to be a guest on the podcast. Some may just be read. If we have a collection of really great stories written, we may read a few. Because we have this platform that has been built where we have listeners listening to the stories that we're sharing. And we want to honor this gorgeous platform that we have and share as many stories as possible. And we still have some really good stories coming in, but we just love you guys. We love this community. We love everyone that is listening in, and we want to hear your stories too. So you go to the website, shespeaksstories.com, and on the first page, there will be a share your story button that you can click. And on that will be a way for you to send us and submit your stories.
So exciting. And truthfully, Julia, that is the very first thing you did on this podcast. You wrote at one point, Susan and
yes!
I, way back in the day, we said, hey, you know, share your story with us. Just on email, I think, or something.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
You emailed a very short story and we just read it on the podcast. I'll never forget that. I'm like, oh, this is my little friend. Yeah, look at the story. And we read it. That was the very first touch, you know, that
I
knew that you have with the podcast. So listeners, I mean, even if we just read your story, like you might be like, well, I have a story, but I don't really want to go on that podcast, you know. Right. We could read it, but many of you could actually be on the podcast. Recording is easy.
Right.
We just do a Zoom link. You do it from your house. You don't have to come to a studio or anything. Anyway, we're dying for you to send us our stories, your stories. And here is another reason why. We love the vibe that we're just kind of sitting around the kitchen table having coffee and sharing stories.
Yes.
And we have so much fun when we have a guest on here sharing it, or we're just sharing with each other and laughing about stories. And it's like, all you listeners, you have stories too, and you're listening to others. Well, why don't you pull up that chair to the kitchen table and share your story on here? So really urge you to do that. We're not looking for stellar writers that the your story is written so well. We're not judging the writing ability. Just send us your story.
And I was the story curator last year and beyond. And Katie and I will both work with you. If you have a story and you're like, I don't really know we will happily join you in getting your story together. Because I believe even if you don't share it on a podcast or have it read on a podcast, it is so important to have these stories that Jesus wrote for you known and written together, so that if you bump into someone in the grocery store or you talk to a friend, you have the story ready to be said and shared. So please reach out and let us know if you have a story, and we're happy to work with you and get your story shared.
And I almost think, Julia, it's a command. Not really a command that you go on our website don't hear me wrong. But scripture says, be prepared to give a defense for the hope that is within you. And the concept of being prepared means some forethought. What are your stories? Write them down. Be prepared. And to give a defense for the hope. Why do you love Jesus? Why is he such a big deal? Has he really made a difference in your life? Well, if you don't know your stories, or they're too rabbity traily to ever pull out of your pocket and actually tell, because you haven't prepared in advance to maybe think it through, then are you really doing what he encourages all of us to do? Yeah. Right?
Yeah. And you live your story. So yeah. Sometimes you don't know how to formulate it and develop it into a story. And this could be a great challenge for you. If you're thinking, I don't know, I couldn't, just try, just start.
Just try. Yeah. And the other feedback we got was, well, I have a million stories. I don't even know where to begin. That's why we're just doing one type of story. You don't have to tell the whole story of your life, because then you never want to do it because it's too long. Yeah. Pick one and write it up, and there you go. Okay. Yes. Enough said. Yep. I think you get the gist. We love you all so much. Thanks for tuning in, and we'll see you in a couple weeks. Bye.
Bye.